After receiving the city's notice to vacate by November 1st, Prospector condo resident Jeff Bruningson, who is 64 years old and has lived in the building for about 10 years, headed straight for the Park City Council meeting, which was already in session. He made it in time for public comment and proceeded to tell them why they were acting illegally. He presented several documents from the city he had saved through the years he had lived in his condo, which he says proves he's right. He also claimed he was speaking on behalf of the other residents. After listening for some time, Mayor Andy Bierman asked for a list of names Bruningson was representing.
Jeff, you keep saying we. Would you clarify for us who you're speaking on behalf? Are you speaking on behalf of yourself or others?
Myself. And some others. I don't know Spanish, so.
Can you give me their names and room numbers? Because my understanding is there's only five people left in the building, and none of them claim that you're speaking for them. So I think you should be using I when you're speaking on behalf.
I'm glad that you're able to speak in this direction. And if you give me the names and numbers of the ones that you say I'm not representing, I'll be happy to oblige. Because everybody else has been terrified, frightened, scared, and has felt bullied by what you've done here.
Bruningson addressed council for 27 minutes. KPCW reached out to Jorge Carranza, a neighbor of Bruningson until recently. He and his wife moved to Kimball Junction the end of August and now share a home with two people they didn't know before. Carranza confirmed that he and two other tenants asked Bruningson to speak on their behalf.
Yeah, as far as being, you know, speaking for all of us together, you know, that hasn't changed. And, I mean, if I could move back, I would move back.
Carranza says he asked Bruningson why he even bothered.
If go through the whole stress and everything else you're going through, just for the lousy studio, excuse my language. And he goes, well, I've been here for so long that, I mean, it's worth it to me. And I go, well, that's fine if it's worth it to you, I say.
Carranza isn't sure how his new living situation will work out, but he still works in Park City. As for the meeting, Councilmember Becca Gerber says they know it's a difficult situation and wanted to give Bruningson as much time as possible to air his grievances.
It is an unfortunate situation. It isn't ideal. We wanted to make sure that Jeff felt heard and we are sympathetic with his situation, and as we are with the situation of the whole condo unit. It's not an ideal situation for anyone, and the way the condo had been maintained or had not been maintained was of serious concern to us.
Because Bruningson has threatened legal action against the city, Gerber says they're not able to speak freely about the situation. What she could say is they did their best to help the tenants to find other housing and gave them 6 months to make those changes. The condition of the units, which Gerber touched on, has to do with the hundreds of roaches and bedbugs that infested the building. After purchasing the building, the city quickly hired a pest control company, but the problem with the condos goes deeper. Many of the units had other problems, including plumbing, heating, and other infrastructure. The city originally budgeted about $10,000 for repairs per unit. Park City was able to purchase the 23 affordable units for $1.15 million when Talisker Housing defaulted on their 2008 loan with Frontier Bank. Because the city used funds from their transit budget to purchase the condos, they have to be used for transit purposes. City officials report they haven't been successful in getting bus drivers on a long-term basis. They hope these units can turn that around. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.